This is the 3millionyears.co.uk podcast and Audioboo. If you want to subscribe to this, you can do it through audioboo.fm or hopefully soon through iTunes as well. Links are going to be coming up soon on the 3millionyears.co.uk website. I'm coming back on these. I have been remiss on doing these regularly and I should have been doing them a lot more, but keeping up with the site and the written part of the site was something that I was concentrating on, and now I feel it's time to get going back on these. So this week on 3 Million Years, I've been doing the review of Slaughterman's Creed that's coming out beginning of March on the PSP Comics Network. Excellent, excellent comic in six parts from the same team who did Cancer Town and are doing the sequel to Cancer Town, Cancer Town 2, which preview should be coming up over the next couple of days with some new art from a new artist. Looking very good. Also on 3 Million Years, there's been a lot of news about the joining up between Iverse and Diamond, Diamond Digital. I found it's quite interesting that Diamond were the first one to get in with the digital distribution, mixing in with the print distribution. I did think it may be the likes of Marvel, DC, or maybe even IDW, who would be doing some sort of deal and bypassing the likes of Diamond completely. This is looks like Diamond just trying to stave off any potential threat, maybe, that digital would be offering against them. Iverse, though, have got a lot of hits from this in the comics industry. They've been Michael Murphy, the CEO, has been doing a lot of interviews with 3 Million Years as well. So maybe good news, as I did get the feeling that graphically and Comixology were outpacing them. But that seems to have changed. With new digital comics coming out every week, and in some cases every day, Graphically and Archie are releasing new comics every day, whereas the likes of Comixology, Iverse, and some of the other publishers are releasing on a weekly basis. There's always news and always good comics coming out. Box 13 continues its run into issue 11 of the series in volume 2, which continues on at great strength, and I'm hoping to see that in a hard copper version in the future when that one's finished. Also, DC seem to be bringing out a lot more. There's a few more free issue ones from Zuda. Meanwhile, Marvel seem to be bringing out a lot more from the Ultimates line, Ultimate Comics line, including the Ultimate Comics Death of Spider-Man series, Ultimate Captain America, and they just finished off releasing Ultimate Thor. Marvel have also released issues 1 and 2 of the movie tie-in with Captain America, the First Avenger, acting as a prequel of sorts for the movie. Issue 1 was free and issue 2 was 59p. As far as 3 Million Years is concerned, nearly completed putting as much information as possible into the directory on the site, giving information on the different publishers, different formats, ways you can read digital comics, and some other information. I'm also hoping to do a section on for publishers of digital comics if you want to create your own. Mainly a way of just putting some links in, showing where people can go to find out extra information, who they can contact and how they can go about it. Some are easier than others. Getting ones on, say, the Kindle, for example, are easier than getting approval through Apple. I'm always on the lookout over Twitter and various forums. If you've created a comic that can be always used on the mobile network, be it on the iPad, iPhone, Android, Kindle, and the like, if you want to contact me at 3 Million Years, you can. There's a contact page. Fill in the form, get back to me. If you want to showcase some of your work, definitely send me an email. I'll be interested to hear from you. Again, you can find me over at www.3millionyears.co.uk. Thank you.